This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Wednesday, the day before the day. NFL opening night with the Kansas City Chiefs have Travis Kelce, hyperextended knee, and they won't have Chris Jones, their star defensive lineman. The line on that game went from 6.5 Kansas City Chiefs to 4.5 Kansas City Chiefs. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning to our TV partners, our streaming partner, Peacock. Download the app if you haven't done so. Also, radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Thanks for being part of our program. Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie. Marv, of course, is running away with Most Valuable Danette. But it's only September. There's still plenty of time for you to screw this up.
It sure is.
Yeah, you're kind of the SepTemVP.
Septizman?
Yeah.
Am I Travis Hunter right now?
And they never end up winning.
I know. Geno Smith, I would have put money on him at one point.
Are you the Geno Smith of the Danettes?
I go to the NFL draft. Oh, I'm ready for round one.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get picked?
Yeah, I'm going home. yes, Eden.
Danny just tweeted to us. When Todd had his procedure, did they take out his funny bone, too?
Wow.
Wow, that's harsh.
Wait, what happened?
That's not nice.
Is Todd devoid of humor today, the last 2 days?
I don't think so.
It's not just the last 2 days.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The original procedure, I think, is what it's implied.
Well, from like years ago. I see.
Hey, got it.
Now, you are in pain. You're playing in pain.
I thought it was something within like the last 24 to 48 hours. So this is a shot about years of... attempts to
no, I would just say the last 48 hours, but you know, you're playing in pain, so you may not be as funny, frisky as you normally are.
That's unfortunate.
That's okay. You'll rally.
I will rally.
Yeah. All right. By the way, we keep focusing on Colorado with the big upset. That was the news of the college football weekend. And I was curious about TCU side of this because they were the ranked team. They're playing at home. Deion's coming to town. Well, Johnny Hodges is a linebacker for TCU, and he had this to say after TCU was embarrassed by Colorado.
I guess you can say it's a wake-up call. I don't know how losing in the national championship by 60 isn't a wake-up call, but right now we're definitely the laughing stock of college football, having 22 missed tackles, having who knows how many missed assignments, making our defensive coordinator look awful, just making his defense look like it's a childhood kid's defense and him getting all this slack. So if it's not a wake-up call, then I don't know what it is. So,
thank you, Johnny Hodges. That was good stuff. The laughing stock of college football. The new college football poll is out, and guess who's in the top 25? Colorado. They're number 25. They are favorites against Nebraska by, I think, 2.5 points coming up this weekend. Yes, Todd?
Does that player have 1 foot in the transfer portal to be talking like that? That seemed very open and a little too comfortable to... I don't know if we're thinking that much about TCU, where we're worried about whether they're the laughing stock off of that first game against the Buffaloes.
Well, we didn't focus on TCU. We focused on Colorado. These kids went to the national title game last year, got embarrassed. You open the season, you're top 20 team. You're at home. You're playing a Colorado team that has all these transfers, won one game last year. You're favored by 20.5, and you get embarrassed. I think what he was – I mean, I appreciate the soundbite. His teammates and coaches might not, but I thank him. Let's see. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Peacock is going big on college football. It's Delaware. The Fightin' Blue Hens. Great helmets. They face off against the Nittany Lions under the bright lights of Beaver Stadium. Big Ten Saturday Live. That'll be coming up at 12 noon Eastern. You can watch exclusively on Peacock. Now, I don't know why they say under the bright lights of Beaver Stadium when the game is at noon.
Huh.
I think they're just henpecking now by bringing that up.
I think they still have lights on daytime.
Do they?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm nitpicking.
It sounds more exciting. Say it that way.
Under the lights at noon.
The figurative bright lights? Maybe they're trying
to... Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like on TV, because now it's bright lights. Yeah.
Okay.
Delaware. Did Joe Flacco go to Delaware?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
They do have good-looking uniforms.
Okay, who had those helmets first? Was Michigan or Delaware?
I always heard it was Michigan first, then Princeton, then Delaware. But I'll double-check that.
Okay, yeah. And Paulie says, you take them off the board? Those are the best helmets in college football?
There's people who don't like Michigan as a football school or Harbaugh or whatever, but those helmets are so unique, I guess.
I hated them growing up.
But you hated them.
Yes.
Thus,
yeah. I hated what they represented.
Yeah.
They were Michigan. But damn, they were good. But I don't... Is it off the board? That's as good as you can get as far as a helmet goes? I know we talked about Duke. Seton says it's the worst football helmet in the history of helmets.
Ever created. The one that they wore just the other night is the worst football helmet ever made.
It's like if you could make a sensitive helmet. Like it you know, it's very... sensitive.
Not threatening.
No, very non-threatening. It's just like we're going to do cursive and write Duke there.
It's like the helmet that you take to class.
Yeah. Or you give out, you know, trick or treat. You put candy in it. You know, it's very harmless. Non-threatening. Yes, Todd.
Is it possible that Clemson was so distracted by those ugly helmets that he just couldn't get it together, and that's part of the reason why they got humiliated like that?
Yep, that's what
that's
it
the
is.
Reason, the
yep,
helmet.
I think that's what Dabo Sweeney said.
Got to be part of it.
Yeah.
Wait, did you see the helmets?
Yeah.
How you supposed to beat a team like that? Those weird helmets.
Isn't it funny that we love Duke football, but we hate Duke basketball?
I don't know if I... Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know if I love Duke football.
Well, they're warm and fuzzy because they've never really done a lot before. They've had some wins. They've had some nice years, but it's always like nice years. But we love them, and we're kind of rooting for them to be a nice football school.
I don't know if
I don't know if I'm desirous of Duke becoming a good football program.
Yeah. Like, they're already obnoxious with being a great basketball program.
I think people were rooting for Duke to win the other night.
I mean, it's like, you know, rooting for kids who went to Princeton.
Right.
See, that's different. Rooting against Clemson while Duke is on the other sideline is one thing. But rooting for Duke to become good is a different thing.
Yeah, if Duke is facing Wake Forest,
right,
are you going, man, I'm pulling for Duke? You're probably going, all right, let me watch it.
I'm rooting for Wake Forest because Todd's daughter
goes
there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My daughter goes there.
Oh, your daughter goes there.
She just started like a couple weeks ago.
So now I'm rooting for Wake Forest.
Thank you.
Sam Hartman leaves Wake Forest, and then your daughter shows up.
Hello.
Yeah, okay.
Go Deeks.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. Go Deeks.
I know what you're saying, but Duke is like, they feel like an underdog historically, football-wise.
Well, I remember when Steve Spurrier went there, and I thought it was one of the best coaching jobs in America. Because he made Duke relevant. Like, they were a good team, or at least formidable. And normally you don't get that at Duke. Yes, Marv?
Was Spurrier Dion before Dion as soon as he went to a school and made them relevant off the bat?
He won wherever he went, except for Washington in the NFL. You know, South Carolina, certainly what he did at Florida. I have not seen the documentary. And I don't care to see the documentary, But Seton said he watched the Florida Gators documentary.
I watched the first episode of
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's good. It's entertaining. It's fun to watch. I got to the point where, like, Tim Tebow's there now, and they're starting to get really good.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, is it interesting insight into Urban Meyer. Like, his philosophy on what he was doing to these kids and how he was treating them is pretty wild.
Breaking these kids down.
Yeah, and how, like, some of these dudes loved it. They ate it up. They were like, yes, this is exactly like break me. Like, because then that's when I become truly great. These kids are throwing up all over the place. They're, like, fighting each other. It's interesting.
But is it a deep enough dive where I go, okay, I want to know how he got some of these characters there? And what went on? And, you know, accountability. He had, you know, Urban had accountability on the football field. He didn't have the same accountability off the football field.
I haven't gotten that far yet, but according to this documentary, the thing that's, he did his first year basically with somebody else's players, right? Mm-hmm. And then the first recruit he really went after hardcore was Tim Tebow. And as soon as he signed Tim Tebow, everybody else signed right after him. Like, he opened the floodgates to all of this, like, big talent.
And didn't he throw for 10,000 yards in high school? But, you know, he couldn't really throw.
It's funny, they showed clips of Tim Tebow in high school, and he's exactly the same. He looks a little younger, but he's like on the field, like, I will not be stopped! I will not be stopped! You're like, oh my gosh, listen to this dude. Yeah.
When did we start with that? That you had to scream? Like, you had to somehow get pumped up and... Now everybody does it. You know, I just remember growing up, it's not like, you know, guys were doing that constantly, but it feels like, you know, after a point at the U.S. Open or, you know, you make a free throw, it's just like, okay, you're supposed to do some of these things. You're really good. You know, as Barry Sanders once said to me, I said, why don't you dance after a touchdown? He goes, why? I go, okay. He goes, aren't I supposed to do this? And I go, yeah. Yeah, Mark.
Sorry, Paul, you had something?
Yes, Paul.
I saw a bunch of reviews of the Netflix, the Swamp Kings, and a lot of people complained there was very little about Aaron Hernandez, his backstory there, his time there, what he did or didn't do. And I think that's what people with a documentary, they want to find out the stuff they don't know. The stuff, you know, and that was the universal complaint about that documentary.
Well, I don't like when there's a collaboration here. If you're going to do a documentary, Urban Meyer is probably not going to be in the Florida Gators documentary because he's probably going to have veto power, and I don't want that. You know, Jordan had veto power in The Last Dance, but I still thought there was enough in there that made it juicy because he's calling out Isaiah Thomas. You know, he's got things to say, but you had to give Jordan veto power to be able to do it in the first place. But if I'm going to do a documentary on Florida football, I don't want Urban Meyer having veto power. And I don't know if he did, but I'm going to guess if he's sitting down to do an interview, he wants to know what's going to be talked about here. Yeah, Todd.
It's kind of like those collaborative books versus like an unauthorized biography. Assuming what they're writing is accurate, yeah. I'd be a lot more interested in having someone that's writing something that doesn't have to okay it with the person that it's about every other page.
I agree. Yes, Paul.
I do have an update on the Michigan helmets. Who was first with the, what would you call it, the wings or whatever you want to call it, the look they have? Yeah. That both Delaware and Princeton use. Michigan goes back to before the 40s. They had leather helmets, and they had the leather almost like a front cover to thicken it up, and it looked just like it does now, and then they added the yellow to it a couple years later.
Okay. Bloop. When did Delaware and Princeton go to
checking.
That? Okay. All right. J.J. Watt will join us coming up. By the way, later on this hour, we played the game, They Can't Win It. Teams that can't go to the Super Bowl.
You better weeks pay.
Yes, they can't go to the Super Bowl. There's no way these teams could go to the Super Bowl. That'll be coming up a little bit later on. A couple of phone calls in here. Nathan in Seattle. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope everyone's doing all right. Todd, stay strong. Hey, I just wanted to check in with Marvin if he's seen the Bishop Sycamore documentary on HBO that came out recently.
Marvin, did you see that documentary, Bishop Sycamore?
I did, and I am shocked that that coach of that, you know, quote-unquote team isn't in jail.
Mm.
All types of fraud and just misleading young people and guys coming back from a JUCO to go to a high school and then to finagle their way on the ESPN to play IMG Academy, where basically they put these kids in like a chamber almost and they're like, play football. And oh my goodness. But that guy, he called himself like the most honest liar. I was like, huh?
What did you make of it, Nathan?
Oh, I just thought he was, yeah, exactly what Marvin said. The last 10 minutes, it felt just like a supervillain monologue for that guy. Insane.
All right, thank you, Nathan. I've not seen it.
Supervillain monologue's funny.
Keith in California. Hi, Keith. What's on your mind?
5'10 and a semi-soft 300. According to the poll question in reference to that, so, Paulie, wait, you bought a whole Toyota Land Cruiser and your wife didn't know about it? Just how much jack do you make, dude? I call bull jive.
No, Paulie loves his Toyota Land Cruisers.
To be fair, it was used. It was not in great shape. I think it was $5,500. It was not some new $80,000 Land Cruiser. That wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
They were like $5,000.
How much jack do you make?
Jack.
Jack. all right. What are we going with hour two of the poll question, Seton?
There's one I've been putting off a little bit here, but it sounds like Todd has a story. The poll question, he said, is, if I witness two people about to fight on the street, my instinct is to ... What happened?
I was going for gas. It's probably something we should break and talk about after we talk to J.J. Watt. But there was an incident when I was getting gas this morning, which we can get into.
Okay.
It was a little frightening for a moment there.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. J.J. Watt will join us coming up. Now he's a member of the media. We'll chat with him and get to more phone calls as well. Take a break.
Work out some dates for our trip.
We're not going to see his soccer team.
Dude, they have like one of those like old school sheds too. Like their stadium has been around a little bit, so it's not like one of these new fancy ones. It's a shed. It looks awesome.
Mm.
We should go, dude.
We're not going anywhere anytime soon.
That's why we're planning.
Okay.
We're planning for the future. Bucket list.
If I'm going to a Premier League game, I'm probably going to go to Arsenal or Liverpool or Manchester City.
All new stadiums. Just saying.
All right. Take a break. Back after this. Oh, Thursday. Get ready. Football's back. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Hooking up new customers. Can't miss offer to celebrate. Place your first $5 NFL bet. Score $200 in bonus bets instantly. DraftKings hooking everybody up. All customers take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. Check out the app. See what you can get. Don't wait till kickoff. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. New customers get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. That's code Patrick. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the tech, the choice, now available in electric. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more, mbusa.com/EQ. Future Hall of Famer, three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, now a studio analyst for CBS Sports, J.J. Watt, joining us. Do you need any advice for the job now that you're going to have at CBS? I'm sure you have great people around you, but if I can help you with any advice, you let me know.
Dan, I am no idiot. I take all advice from legends of the game, so please lay it on me, my friend.
Okay. When they ask you a question as an analyst, you hit first. So don't water down what you're going to say. So if I say, how good do you think the Jets are going to be?
And then Dan Patrick's the best show on TV.
Thank you. That's the right answer. Go. That's the right answer. But you need to have your most important statement right up top, and then you fill in after it.
Okay. Ask me again.
What are your expectations for the Jets this year?
Better than last year.
I need a little bit longer.
Yeah, see what I did there?
But then you fill it in. Then you fill it in after that.
Okay, better than last year. Because they added a good quarterback to their team. I'm kidding. I think the Jets are going to be significantly better than last year. I mean,
are they a Super Bowl caliber team?
Now that is a legitimately great question, Dan. I don't know about that. I think that Aaron is reinvigorated. I think he's really, really excited to be there, and he wants to prove that he's great. I think their defense is very, very strong. Super Bowl caliber, it's another level. It's a very, very high bar, and there's a couple teams that are just really tough to take out in that division. I mean, the Chiefs are always going to be the favorites until somebody proves otherwise. So I don't know about that level, but certainly playoff contenders.
When you look at injuries, you got Travis Kelce with a hyperextended knee. What does that mean to you as far as his availability, having something like that?
I mean, the fact that it happened yesterday and they play tomorrow, I would imagine that would be a tough one. I mean, I'm no doctor. But I would imagine that's a tough one. That's a painful thing, even though it may not create any real long-term damage. In the short term, that is a very painful injury and creates some inflammation, which makes it hard to do what he has to do.
Bigger loss, Bosa or Chris Jones for their respective teams?
Man, that's a really good one. I mean, I think that the overall better player, like just if you're taking their whole game out of the two, I think Bosa. But for what he means to that team, I would say probably Chris Jones right now, especially with the Lions running game. Like I think this, I saw Chris Long talking about it yesterday a little bit. With the Lions running game and what could happen on Thursday night, this could be a proving point for him in his negotiations of saying, like, hey, this is what I bring that you guys didn't have on Thursday night, you know.
And Jahmyr Gibbs is, you know, one of the favorites for Rookie of the Year, the Lions running back. So that might be exposed a little bit, is what you're saying, with Chris Jones. And then with Nick Bosa, is Bosa the best edge? Okay. This might be tough for you to answer. Who is the best edge rusher in football?
TJ Watt.
Okay.
I mean, there's no debate there. There's an incredible class of edge rushers right now.
Okay, best edge rusher not related to you is who?
To me, that is a tie between Bosa and Micah Parsons. I think those two are very good. I think Myles Garrett is definitely in that conversation as well. I think there's an incredible Max Crosby. I mean, the class right now is really good. But do I think Bosa deserves to be the highest paid player in football right now? Non-quarterback, yes, because that's how the league works. It's his time. He's up for a contract right now, and that's how this league works. If you're up, you get the highest contract, and he deserves the highest contract.
He's J.J. Watt. He'll be part of CBS Sports as a studio analyst. What are you going to do on Sundays now? Like, how do you replicate or try to replicate that feeling that you've had for a long, long time?
Yeah, you know, I've really kind of become – very comfortable with it. There's no doubt there's going to be times where I'm like, gosh, I wish I just go out there and hit somebody. I wish I could just go out there and just lay a nice sack. But I'm really looking forward to watching it. And I think even just preparing for this season and watching film and talking to players around the league, it's been nice to be able to really have conversations with guys from other teams and talk in depth with other coaches about, you know, schemes and things like that. Whereas in the past, I was a little more closed up because you still have that competitor in you where you don't want to, you know, I don't want to give away any secrets. I don't want any like friendliness between the teams because we're competitors. Now I've really enjoyed opening up and looking around the league and seeing what everybody does. And it's going to be fun. Obviously I'm doing some stuff for CBS this fall, but I'm also going to have some Sundays open where I just sit on the couch and I watch the games. And I'm going to go up to Pittsburgh and see TJ play, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I know you were tweeting about Colorado football with what Deion did. You got Travis Hunter, who is a two-way player. I'm wondering, can you see that happening? Like, you played some tight end when you first went to college and then, you know, became an edge rusher. But could you do double duty in the NFL?
You could definitely do it sparingly. There's no way you could do it full time. I mean, he's an incredible athlete. What he did on Saturday is incredible. We'll be fascinated to see how they manage it throughout the season. I mean, he's an incredible athlete. He's young. He certainly can handle that workload. He proved it over the course of a season. It's very difficult. I mean, he's what, probably 21 years old. So you can do a lot more things when you're 21 than when you're 31. But at the NFL level, with just the intensity, with the speed, with the, also the knowledge, the things that you have to study and know. But if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be somebody coached by Deion, a guy who did it, a guy who understands the rigors of it, a guy who understands how difficult it can be. But it is hard. I mean, if you're going to do it full time, I just think about the film study that you have to do on one side of the ball. Now you multiply it to the other side. The practice reps that you need at each to grow and to get better at each. But man, it would be fascinating. I mean, what he did on Saturday was incredible.
Yeah. Who's the best athlete that you faced that maybe could have played two ways?
That's a great question. I mean, there's so many guys like, I'm trying to think of what position, because there's different positions, obviously. Like, there's a bunch of offensive linemen that I think could, if you train them properly, obviously could play on a defensive line. There's some receivers that could certainly play DB. It's always the old joke that there's a reason the DBs don't play receivers, because they can't catch. but it's – I mean, I always thought that, like – I feel like Gronk could have rushed the passer pretty well. You know, I think Gronk could have done that. I mean, I'm trying to think. There's got to be a tight end. Like, I feel like tight ends are the position that really could transition to the other side of the ball.
Like George Kittle?
I'm blanking. Yeah, I think Kittle. I feel like I'm completely blanking right now. These quarterbacks obviously can do multiple things. Like, I'm thinking Jalen Hurts. Like, Jalen Hurts is an incredible athlete. Like, he can do so many different things out there. He's got to be able to, and he had to play multiple ways growing up.
By the way, you had
myself.
Oh, you could have played. You could have played tight end, right? You had three receptions, yeah. I think, in college, didn't you? Or in the pros?
I have three NFL touchdowns.
Yeah.
On offense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could have played. You could have been Gronk.
It's very tough. The two-way thing is the truth. We literally discussed it as a possibility of, you know, packages out in the field, not just the goal line. But it really is hard. I mean, the knowledge and the meetings and everything you have to do, it's a difficult task.
Tell me what you're doing with the Youth Flag Football Clinic in Houston today.
Yeah, my wife and I are doing a little flag football clinic here in Houston. We obviously love Houston. It's an incredible place. And with Frito-Lay and with Cheetos, we're doing, and Gen Youth, we're doing a little flag football clinic today. And there's going to be some grab-and-go meals that we're putting into schools. For food insecurity is a big issue in this country, unfortunately. Kids don't have food. So Frito-Lay and Cheetos Mac and Cheese are doing some great work, putting grab-and-go stations in schools. And Gen Youth is putting on giving NFL flag football kits to schools so kids can participate in flag football and kind of get introduced to the game and get out there and be active. So we're very excited to partner with them. And I'm going back to the Texans facility today for the first time in a few years, and I'm looking forward to that.
If you and your wife ran a 40-yard dash,
I would get smoked.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
She's an incredible athlete, Dan. Bench press, I still like myself.
Well, okay, what are you benching now?
Right now, I mean, I can still put up 405, definitely.
Wait, how much? How much?
405.
405?
Yeah.
One rep? One rep, 405?
Yeah. I mean, not that I would, but there's I'm finding out more and more. There's no reason for me to be doing that.
No.
Yeah. It's a hard habit to break. Like, I'm doing my workouts every day, and I'm making them up myself, and I'm sitting there, like, planning it, thinking, for what? Why am I putting this much weight on the bar? Nobody's impressed. Nobody cares. Like, it doesn't matter.
Your son's going to one day.
I hope so. I hope I'm doing it long enough where he cares. He watches me right now, and I'm hoping he, like, through osmosis, he's like, I want to work out.
Have fun today. Always great to talk to you. Good luck this upcoming season.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Say hi to all the boys for me. And I'm going to be up there in the New York area a little bit more this fall, so hopefully I can stop in the studio.
Well, we like that. Thank you, JJ.
All right. See you guys.
JJ Watt, part of CBS Sports studio analyst, and taking part in the Frito-Lay's donation to youth wellness nonprofit Gen Youth with the flag football. All right. Update the poll results, by the way.
Yeah, well, I get that. I figure maybe when JJ is up in New York City, if he stops by here, we can ask him about going to Burnley. maybe you stop. How much can you spend? I'm not stopping this bit. Okay. Not for the rest of the day. Can you spend how much money can you spend without running it past your spouse? Right now the unlimited thing is 18%.
Okay.
They can spend as much money as they want. They don't run it by nobody. Yeah. Nothing.
All right. You're the boss.
All right. 51% are still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are guys who remain anonymous, by the way.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
not attaching their name to anything.
Yeah. 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 That's right. I don't.
Yeah. Mark in Myrtle Beach. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How y'all doing?
Great.
Yeah. I could probably get by $50 with my wife.
All right.
I was talking about the NFC East, Dan, and how about 10 years or so, nobody has won it back to back. And I don't think it's going to happen again this year. I think this is just what I'm thinking here. I think that the whole division is going to make the playoffs, and the Commanders edge Philly out for the division.
Okay. Giants. That's a gutsy take there, Mark. Mark has the Commanders winning the NFC East. You'll probably be alone on that island. Coming up, we're going to tell you the teams that can't go to the Super Bowl. They have no chance. Well, low chance, because I always say if you're playing, you have a chance. Low chance, not no chance. Yes, Todd, you okay?
Yeah, I'm putting my teams together. Oh, and I still have to share my story about what happened this morning at the gas station.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay. Go ahead, tell me
we'll do that next.
No, we can do it. Let's get it out of the way now. Right now. No.
You don't want to keep teasing
it?
No. Another quarter hour?
Yeah, Paul.
Before Todd tells the story, because he told me a little bit this morning, when Todd's about two-thirds away through the story, I'd like us to bet on what Todd did.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, here we go, Todd.
So the poll question was, if I witness two people about to fight on the street, my instinct is to what? Go over there and try to break it up or flee the scene as quickly as possible? I saw these guys in a truck arguing.
Okay, hold on. Let's bet on what Todd did. Seton, what do you think Todd did?
I would say he fled.
Yeah. Marv?
Fled.
Paulie?
Fled fast.
Absolutely.
Well, if I didn't have the stent in, then maybe I'd go in there and try to...
Oh, there is...
And that's the only reason. It's only because of the stent.
Okay.
So these guys are arguing, and one says to the other, well, where's your money? You owe me money. And he goes, well, you better go in that ATM and get me my money. And the guy says...
So you're at a gas station.
Right. And I'm filling up the gas, and these two guys are arguing in a truck right across the way, also getting gas or whatever. One guy yells at the other guy, I want my money now. And I don't know if this guy's got weapons. They're going to start punching each other. And basically, one guy tells the other guy, you go into that ATM and you get me my money. And the other guy said, oh yeah, then you're out of here, or you're evicted, fired, whatever he said. And then it just started getting really intense. And then one called the other guy fat and I should knock you out right now. And I'm like, I'm only about $15 into my gas filling and I got a full tank to fill, so I can't just leave. So I'm like, I really hope that in the next 45 seconds I can finish up with the gas and get out of here before things get ugly. I don't want to need to be on the local news of Milford.
So what happened?
All I know is I got in the car, I filled up the tank, and I left, and they were still yelling at each other. And for all I know, it became fisticuffs, but it was very uncomfortable.
My favorite part of this is one guy called the other guy fat.
Listen, you fat, believe me. don't you tell you, get me my money.
Yes.
I want my money now.
Yes, Seton.
Would anyone in the room have gotten involved?
No.
I wouldn't have.
No.
I would have let these dudes yell at each other.
It's
I don't
your
care.
Beef. I don't care.
Yeah, what the hell do I care?
Yeah.
I'm not getting involved in that.
Yeah, Paul.
What if it became an actual fight where two guys were on the ground and throwing?
Tom, no.
Would you have jumped in?
I think as far as I would go is first of all, I'd go hide either in my car or in the place where they're selling like the candy and the cigarettes and everything. I would call 911 maybe and get to, in case someone needed an ambulance, and just let the local police know there's a fight going on. But I'm not going to roll around with these guys.
No.
I don't know what they're carrying. These are big guys,
come on,
too.
Come fellas. Let's settle this dispute.
Let's give him his money. I'm sure you owe him some money. Just give him the money, dude.
Yeah, but he called me fat. You're right. Now apologize for calling him fat.
I'm going to effing kick you. I am out of here.
See, that fat, that felt personal. The money stuff was business. Yeah. That felt personal. Now, come on.
Yeah. You called me fat. All right.
Can we work this out civilly, boys?
When we come back, these are teams that can't go to the Super Bowl. After this, Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund. Not a loan, but a refund through the Employee Retention Credit. The ERC is what it's called. It's a tax refund for businesses that kept their employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting for you to be claimed. Innovation Refunds earn the highly coveted SOC 2, which is a certification that's a compliance standard developed by the American Institute of CPAs, managing customer data in the areas of security, processing, integrity, confidentiality, privacy. You're in good hands with Innovation Refunds. They don't provide the tax or legal advice, but they work with a network of independent tax professionals. They share the information to see if you can qualify, and terms and conditions to apply. To get started, 1-843-REFUNDS, 1-843-REFUNDS, or go to innovationrefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability. Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
NFL season kicks off tomorrow night in Kansas City. Chiefs and the Lions. Can the Lions live up to the hype? What would be living up to the hype? Make the playoffs. Win your division, win a playoff game, would the Lions live up to the hype? We'll discuss that coming up next hour. By the way, you can see the game on NBC and Peacock starting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. All right, teams that cannot go to the Super Bowl, cannot go to the Super Bowl. Todd, I'll start with you.
Give you
Give
all
me the
just take
AFC.
One.
AFC, these teams cannot go to the Super Bowl this year.
The Houston Texans. And that's the only team I put down in the AFC.
Okay.
I got five NFC teams.
Okay. We'll wait for that. Seton O'Connor, how many AFC teams cannot go to the Super Bowl?
Well, I actually have so many teams. I didn't break it down by, but I have 15 teams that can't go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So.
Can you sort through and give me the AFC?
Yeah, let's see.
Okay.
I have the Texans cannot.
All right.
The Colts cannot. The Titans cannot. The... Man, it's just a ton. I have the first team that can make the Super Bowl on my list, starting with the Broncos.
Oh, you think they can?
I have the Broncos can make the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Steelers cannot make the Super
By
Bowl.
By the way, did
the
you...
Packers can't make
did
the
you
Super
see
Bowl.
The quote from Sean Payton? Seth Wickersham wrote a article on ESPN about the Broncos, and he apparently told Russell Wilson Jr. III, I think, to invest less in Russ Inc. and just be a football player. Stop kissing babies.
Yeah, stop acting like you're running for office, I guess, or whatever,
yes.
And toughen up. That's what it sounded like to me.
I'm surprised. Well, why did this get out? Sean Payton is media savvy. He was in the media. Do you want this to get... Why can't you just say this to Russell Wilson? Do you have to say it to a writer so it gets out so we know about it? And who would leak it? Would Russell Wilson leak that? Doesn't make him look good. Was it Sean Payton who just said to Seth Wickersham, hey, yeah, I told him, stop kissing babies, running for office, stop being invested in Russ, Inc. All right, so Seton, you gave me your AFC. Marvin, who do you have? They can't go to the Super Bowl. You'll bet a week's pay.
Cannot.
Cannot.
All right, a week's pay, you said?
Yeah.
All right, so out of the AFC, I have the Texans, the Broncos, the Browns, the Patriots,
okay,
the Colts,
mm-hmm,
the Titans.
All right. Paulie, AFC cannot go to the Super Bowl.
Cannot. I would bet on it.
Cannot.
Colts, Texans, assumed. And my only other team is the Patriots. I don't think their roster is really that close. I think they'll be competitive, you know, 8-9 wins, but they, I don't think they get over that hump, especially without home field.
Right. Patriots can't make it.
All right.
I'd bet on it.
Texans, Colts, Titans, Patriots for me. Okay. Can't go to the Super Bowl. Yes, Marv.
I forgot to add the Steelers.
You don't think the Steelers?
I don't think they can either.
No.
There's a lot of Steeler love this month.
They can. I know. They can go to the playoffs.
Like playoffs, yes. Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. That's fair. All right, NFC. Todd?
I've got the Cardinals, Commanders, Panthers, Bears, and I even put the Falcons in there as teams that are not smelling the Super
You're
Bowl.
Not buying into my Falcons.
I can't. Those five teams, Cardinals, Commanders, Panthers, Bears, Falcons.
All right. How about you, Seton O'Connor? They cannot go to the
Cannot, we're saying. The Cardinals cannot.
Yeah.
The Falcons, the Panthers, the Bears.
Yeah.
The Packers, Rams, Buccaneers, Commanders.
Okay.
Cannot.
Okay. Marvin, NFC teams that can, I just love saying that, cannot go to the Super Bowl.
All right, I'm going to start with the entire NFC South. Rams.
What about the Saints and Derek Carr?
Hey, he didn't interrupt you.
Okay. Sorry.
Shut up, stint boy.
Stent boy.
All right. the Rams, Cardinals, Bears, Packers, Commanders.
Oh, my.
And Cowboys.
All right, good. Paulie.
NFC teams that can't go to the Super Bowl. Bears, Rams, Cardinals, and I also had the entire NFC South. Someone's going to make the playoffs, but that will be it for them.
Yeah, somebody does have to win the
division. Technically
has
do.
To, yeah.
Which, again, that should not be a rule. That we got to fix that rule. Just because you win your division, if you have a losing record, you should not attend the playoffs.
Wait, we just started the music?
We had the music going, and you got into the Sean Payton, and I brought it back down.
Oh, you faded it back down?
I did, yeah.
Now you faded it back up?
Yeah.
Just a little creative license. I like it. Explore the space, Marvin. Explore the space.
It's the Stop Kissing Babies music. I like it.
Yeah, but I was still talking football. You could have kept the music there with Sean Payton.
Fair.
Yes. Oh, fair.
Yes, Paul.
All right, NFC South, Bucks, Panthers, Saints, Falcons. Is there a threatening-ish team in that division? So, like where someone, you had to pick someone.
Well, Saints or Falcons are threatening-ish. Falcons got a lot of talent.
What if Desmond Ridder's good?
What if he's not?
Yeah.
Right. What, Todd?
Derek Carr is going to have a rebirth.
I know.
I'm expecting
special things
from the Saints.
I know what you're doing here.
What am I doing?
Who's on the show tomorrow?
That would be David Carr, his brother.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like the Saints are going to do well with Derek Carr.
Is it regardless or irregardless?
That's a good question.
Thank you, Todd. Cardinals, Panthers, Bears, Rams, and I wrote down one other one. I can't read it. Let's see. And the NFC South. They cannot go to the Super Bowl.
Cannot.
Yeah.
Buzzkills. We're a bunch of buzzkills.
No. That's what this was. Buzzkill. But then there might be teams where you go, okay, how many of these teams can make the Super Bowl? There still might be some teams that are right in the middle where you're not quite. Like, can the Cleveland Browns go to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Paulie?
I have a Cleveland. My Cleveland Browns theory is that despite the fact that they are a decent team, nobody likes them because of Watson. And nobody wants to pick them because of Watson. He's kind of tarnished it.
No, the Buccaneers aren't going to the Super Bowl. Let me see. Anybody else that we missed here?
The Browns can go to the Super Bowl. They just have to pay their way like everybody else.
No.
Book a hotel.
No, don't.
Buy some scalped seats guy on the side.
You're pretty back there.
No, that's not good. Oh, he got his funny bone back.
Pardon this interruption.
It's stent.
Stent.
It's very uncomfortable.
Stent. Very uncomfortable.
Pardon the stent.
It really hurts to pee.
Yes. He's got a rubber hose.
It's awful. It really is.
In his hose. Yeah. I got to make my Super Bowl pick tomorrow.
It's not going to be the Cardinals.
It's not.
It's not going to be the Texans.
It's not.
It's not going to be the Colts.
It's not.
It's not going to be the Panthers.
It's not going to be the Buccaneers or the Titans.
Nope.
Or the Rams.
Nope.
Or the, let's see, Panthers, Commanders, Raiders.
Mm.
No. You like your Falcons. Patriots are not in.
You know what? I'm gonna watch the Falcons. I find them interesting.
Yeah. I want them to be better than they are.
Coming up next hour.
Can the not Lions, going to make the
can, Super Bowl. Can the Lions make the Super Bowl? Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
What would be a great year living up to the hype for the Lions? Win the division, win a first-round playoff game.
9-7-1.
Thank you, Ty. Lomas Brown, former Lions All-Pro tackle. Now he works for the Lions as a radio analyst. He'll answer that question. One more item as we close out hour two. How did you sleep last night? Because every great day starts the night before, and that means you have to have a Sleep Number bed. Right now, take advantage of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. You can go to a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. They have all the answers for your questions. You're going to ask about, how do I get my sleep number? What's Sleep IQ technology? You can adjust the bed on both sides so it's two beds in one? Yes. And they have all kinds of information, all kinds of data as well. Because, you know, when you show your sleep quality, Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep, provide personalized insights to help you sleep even better. Also, keep this in mind. Sleep Number beds automatically respond to your movements throughout the night, so they want to keep you sleeping throughout the night. Sleep next level. Unlock your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform as well as you. Biggest sale of the year. And you can go to Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.